This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Beavich and Finley, 1067 The Fan. When you hear OAR on this program, it's to welcome in our friend, little Nate X, Eric Nathan, Nate Dog, Barstool Nate, getting ready for Vegas. What up, dude?
My friends, happy May 27th, the official to me, first day of summer. How are you?
Good, man. How you doing? Good, dude. We're good. How'd you spend your Memorial Day?
Brother, let me tell you, I barely left my apartment. I don't think I spoke to another human being for 3 days. I watched maybe 2.5 seasons of Breaking Bad and ordered a lot of food. That perfect Memorial Day weekend.
You're a real extrovert these days. when do you head to Vegas?
I head to Vegas for the World Series of Poker June 13th. I'll be there for 5 days, and then I will go back for the main event on July 5th.
Okay. How's your game? You feel the game pretty tight?
Yeah, no. So as everybody listening, the millions and millions know, I finished 17th. In last year's main event, my first ever main event cash. And I've been putting in a little bit of work. I've been doing a little bit of training, watching some videos on how to get better. And I feel pretty confident, pretty good. So hopefully good things happen.
I'm pulling for you, bro.
Yeah, man. And what's the deal? People can buy into your stake? I saw you tweeting about that.
Yeah, so it's a very common thing in the poker world where if you want to play tournaments, but they're a little, you know, more expensive. So World Series of Poker tournaments are a little more expensive than what I'm used to playing. Not to say the skill level is any better, but just the buy-ins are higher.
Is it still 10 G's?
10 G's or more?
Sorry?
Is it more than 10 G's now?
No. So the preliminary events, the prelims, I'm playing a $1,500, a $3,000 buy-in, and another $1,500 buy-in. Okay. So what people do is you just sell percentages of yourself to kind of bring down the average buy-in. So right now I'm selling 30% of myself. If anybody listening is interested, the link's on my Twitter.
30%, you don't have nothing left. I'm messing with you, Nate. That was all your size joke.
No, having 70% is pretty sizable for me. So I'm going to go out there. I'm going to make us all a little bit of money, and then I'm going to buy you guys some barbecue that I've owed you for 2.5 years now.
Okay. Do with that.
The amount of jokes that are available to be made right now, I'm just going to abstain. Dude, so what is your mind like now? The Caps have been eliminated. The Wizards draft 6 overall is coming up soon. It's funny. If they had the number 1 pick or even the 2 pick, I would know exactly what the date is. But at 6, somebody's going to remind me the morning of, and I'll watch it that night. The Nats.
I tried to warn you, Jim.
I think the Nats lost 2 of 3 to the Giants over the weekend. And the Nats, dude, for me, if the Nats are going out west, unless they're playing well, it's tough for me to make first pitch at 10 p.m. in Seattle tonight.
Like, well, I was into first pitch on 106.7 The Fan when they're in Seattle, so that's the difference between you and I. But
let Charlie and Dave tuck you in at night?
Yeah, where my head's at is the summer stinks, dude. I'm bored already. You know, Caps, great regular season, kind of flamed out in the playoffs. As you said, the Wizards, like, if we had the number one pick, we would be a basketball city overnight. Getting the sixth pick is such a dagger to the heart, where now it's, you know, back to the rebuild, back to, you know, winning 14 games a season for another year. So that stinks. I like the Nationals, but I'm kind of like you, is I don't pay attention to the full 162 games. You know, I see who won in the morning, but I'm not staying up late nights to watch West Coast baseball that often. And that's kind of where we're at. You know, it's just, I think it's time for you and I to get back in the gym and maybe find another hobby or something, because 100 days till kickoff can't come soon enough.
Well, dude, we're busy in the summer. I go outdoors and play golf. You stay in your apartment and order Uber
Eats. It's 100 days till football starts.
Yeah, that's basically what we all have to look forward to, is Jaden just getting back out there and proving all. You know what I'm feeding off of, B. Mitch, and I know you're going to hate this. I'm feeding off the people who are saying sophomore slump. People love throwing that phrase around as if there's any reason to think that Jaden will have a sophomore slump, but people want him to fail so much that I'm just going to feed on that hate all summer. And then when he goes out and balls out again next year, I'm keeping all the receipts and I'm going to dunk on every one of them.
You with me, B. Mitch? I'm fooling you. I don't hate that. I'm kind of with you on that. We're going to tag team on that one. Nate, and B. Mitch, to hell with everybody that's going to say something about a slump.
Although B's still waiting for his Barstool joggers. He loves those pants.
Yeah, I think we're sold out. I think B. Mitch is such an influencer that everybody saw them on him. And
all I need is my percentage.
That I believe.
Wish I got mine.
So tomorrow is OTAs. Or it's the first time the media gets to be out there. The team has been out there all along. Kind of the talking points going into this thing, McLaurin contract. Brian and I spoke at length about this last week, that it is a 0 out of 10 to me. You could pick the scale. You want to make it out of 100, out of 1,000? It's still a 0. 0.
It's not a 0, and I'll tell you why. Terry's different. I put him on such a higher tier level than maybe anybody that I've ever really loved watch play football for our team, because he stuck around through all the nonsense, and he did it with a smile on his face. He did it while, you know, volunteering in the community. He did it with 9 different quarterbacks, one with a broken leg. It's just, he's done it all, and I want him to get rewarded for it. I don't care if we overpay him a little bit. I see what you guys see, people saying, is 30 mil too much for Terry?
No one here is saying that, dude.
No, I'm saying I see what you guys see. I'm not saying you say it, but I see it. And I don't think there's any price tag that I would say is too much for him, because he transcends just being a wide receiver on the football team to me. He's the face of the franchise besides Jaden, but he's also like the face of, he didn't quit on the fans. He didn't quit on the team. He saw it through, and he deserves to be rewarded for that.
Okay, but I agree with everything you've said there. That, to me, knowing how Terry is, and then I coupled that with what Adam Peters said on the record in Florida, that they want Terry to be a commander of a very long time, and they're going to get a deal done. What I'm saying is a 0 out of 10, 100, 1,000, million, is that this is like an important time. Yeah, exactly. It's a 0 out of 10 on the concern scale. They'll get this done. Everybody will be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the hope. And I hope they don't take advantage of just how great of a person Terry is. Kind of what you just said, like knowing Terry. Well, at the end of the day, money still talks, right? Money's still money. And I don't want it to become a distraction. I don't want it to become a thing. I hope it stays at a 0. And that's why I want it to get done. I don't think it'll be a distraction, but I don't want, you know, you keep pushing stuff aside, you keep kicking it back, kick the can down the road, eventually it becomes a distraction. Let's just hope it doesn't get there.
I would put my money on it that they've already had a discussion and he understands what's happening and there's nothing to be concerned about.
It helps case. The framework of the Metcalf deal mm-hmm. just happened. They're comparable players, the same age. The way this works is you just go to the last dude that signed a deal and you kind of figure out, hey, man, we got to be like 2% higher than this. Like, it's not to suggest that it's not complicated is silly, but it's not a stretch to say if both sides want this to be done, they probably know what 85% of the extension is before they do it.
Yeah, and you know, we have this great front office now, and you know, Terry seems to want to stay here. Adam Peters seems to want to keep him. Hopefully, it is that seamless and that easy. But you know better than a lot of people. Nothing's ever that easy when it comes to contracts and football and stuff. But I'm with you. I think it gets done. I hope it stays a 0 out of 10 on the distraction scale. And I hope he signs for 5 more years, 10 more years, 15 more years. I don't care how old he is playing out there. He's still my number one.
Talking with our friend Barstool Nate on the Rood guest hotline. Rood makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You can give Nate a follow at Barstool Nate or check out his work from barstoolsports.com. Next on my list of things I'm excited to see, I just want to see Debo in person in a Commander's uniform. I just want to see him running around. I want to see him like catching passes on little crossers, and his game is so physical that I'm not sure tomorrow's really a good look at what he can do. But seeing Debo Samuel out on the field in Ashburn, I think is going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm loving the videos of him working out. And, everybody was trying to call him fat and out of shape last season. And, you come to this team that's fresh off the NFC Championship game, with Jaden at quarterback, and you don't want to let him down. You kind of come into the building now. It's such a 180, right? You come into the building now and the culture is so different where you're trying to play for these guys instead of yourself. You're trying to play for this fan base that's so hungry for success, been so hungry for success. And you kind of see Debo from what the small little videos we've seen of him. I'm with you. It feels like he understands that he knows it. He's going to come in the best shape of his life, something to prove. And finally, like, Terry will have a compliment at wide receiver, which is huge for him because, man, like, I mean, he's been out there on an island on his own for the last few years. So finally, he'll have someone else. Jaden's coming into his second season. Last year was his rookie season, and we were like, this is the most impressive quarterback I've ever seen. Just think about how much better he can get. Now he has another weapon. So, yeah, like, I'm excited with you. I want to see what Terry can do with another wide receiver. I want to see what a motivated Debo can do, and I want to see what Jaden can do in his second season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Totally.
You're going to get a chance.
And I think, you know, for whatever excitement there is about Tunsil and then the first rounder and Connerly, it's really tough to glean much, if anything, from O-line during May practices.
You may see how they move a little bit and things like that, how athletic they are, but still got to put the pass on to see the best of them.
I hadn't thought of this, Brian. Tunsil has a reputation, at least in Houston, where he didn't show up for optional stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What, if anything, will your reaction be if he's not there?
You know I am about if it ain't mandatory, I don't care. My whole thing is until they make something mandatory, I'm not going to be like the rest of the fan base. I went through it. If you want everyone there, make it mandatory. If you don't, then make it voluntary.
And they'll have mandatory minicamp in a couple weeks.
The mandatory is for people that are on the – when they say mandatory, is they're really talking to the younger people and the people on the edge, on the bubble. Veteran players that come, they come. When they come, don't nobody praise them for coming. You know what I mean? So if we're not going to praise them for showing up to something they don't have to be at, why should we knock them for being at something they don't have to be at?
Yeah, I'm mostly with you, B-Mitch. He's a five-time Pro Bowler. He's a vet in the league. I think this is going to be his 10th season. He's 30 years old. He's earned not coming to voluntary OTAs. I do believe that vets with five Pro Bowls have earned that right. Would it be nice to see him out there stretching, you know, getting to know his teammates, you know, doing the bonding stuff with the line? Sure. Is it necessary, you know, May, June for Laramie Tunsil to show up? I'm with you. I don't think it is. It would be nice to see him joking around, laughing on the field, but I'm not going to lose sleep over, you know, an all-pro not being there in June.
I tend to agree with you. I also think we shouldn't – I'm not assuming he isn't there. I don't know. Maybe White Brian can do a deep dive on Commander's social media if there's been any photos of Laramie Tunsil. I just think if he's not there, we shouldn't care. And that goes for if other dudes are not there.
Yeah.
Like what if – I don't know. It's De'Ron Payne, I think, just celebrated his birthday like yesterday or 2 days ago. Maybe he's got a family trip planned to the Bahamas.
If he just celebrated his birthday, he might not want to be out there today for sure. Right. If I celebrate my birthday, damn, you don't want me at practice.
So our guy Jeff brought up a good one, though. What do you want to see from Marshawn Lattimore this time of year?
That he can play, right? I think we saw him at 70% last season, and he was, you know, he wasn't terrible. He was still our best option at corner, but a fully healthy Marshawn Lattimore, it just vastly improves this defense, and we know that we need it. I think the biggest question mark coming into this season is, well, why didn't we upgrade the defense? And we have to remember that, well, we traded assets for Marshawn Lattimore. If there's one guy that has to prove something, it might be him, because we gave, you know, a pretty penny away from him, and he didn't perform at the elite level we expected. Not to say he was absolute trash, but there were some questionable plays that he had out there, but I think he was also playing hurt. So a fully healthy Marshawn Lattimore, you know, as our number one corner, I think it's vital to this defense, obviously, not to put too much pressure on him, but it's vital that he's good, because without him, we don't have much behind him. So, you know, I think he has a lot of pressure, and I look forward to seeing him get back up to snuff, get back up to form, because we really, really, really need a good season out of him.
Yeah, I think you need to see if he's healthy. Can he move with his leg? But you're not going to learn much about his actual game in this in these OTAs, because as JP stated earlier talking to Jeff, his game is more physical. And OTAs, nobody's getting physical at all.
You would like to see him run.
Yeah.
Like,
I want to see if his hamstring healed some. healed to a point where now he can just go do the things he needs to do. But other than that, what could you find out?
And I mean, if you go back to the Tampa, the playoff game where things were getting so heated, like when he had to turn, and for corners, I mean, their hip turn is probably more important than like straight 40 times. And he just seemed so labored when he had to, when he had to try to quickly flip his hips. And that stuff, granted, there's no receiver bearing down on him. Sure as hell isn't Mike Evans bearing down on him. But like, you'd like to see that stuff look more fluid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I love Mikey. I think we all love Mikey, but a healthy Marshawn is a big difference maker in that secondary. So, boy, let us pray. Let us pray that it's not a still linger. If it's still lingering, I'm not going to say we're in trouble, but we're in trouble.
I think you're sleeping on Amos. I really do.
Very much.
The second rounder. He's an outside corner. Really long, physical kid. So
we just don't know, right? We don't know. We had a first round corner, and he ended up being the worst corner of all time. So,
but see, I forget about that because my whole thing is this: Mikey Sarensteel wasn't the person you expect to play. Mikey had a great year. We can't just poo poo what he did last year.
Oh no, I'm talking about Forbes. I'm saying
Forbes. I'm past Forbes now. Forbes
okay, yeah, I'm saying we had a first round corner, and he ended up being absolute garbage. So I'm not ready to. You know, we can't just count on Trey Amos, you know, stepping in and being incredible immediately. We just can't count on it.
Who's going to win the Stanley Cup, Nate Dogg?
I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of seeing myself rooting for Edmonton at this point.
I'm all in on Edmonton.
Yeah, I mean, Edmonton or Dallas, I would obviously strongly prefer over either East Coast team. But I think I'm pulling for Edmonton now. Just see McDavid get one. He deserves it. Best player in the world deserves a Stanley Cup. So, go Edmonton, I suppose.
Who's going to win the NBA title?
Okay, see. That's a
Do you know the final four teams in the NBA?
Yeah, no, I love the NBA. I'd be watching, but I'm trying to think. I mean, Oklahoma City, I think, beats the Knicks and the Pacers. I like Oklahoma City. I think they're a stacked team. Also, if you want to be depressed, go look up how many first-round picks they have in the next decade. They have basically every first-round pick from every team in the league for the next 10 years. So, if OKC doesn't get it this season, they'll definitely get it in the next, you know, couple. As a New Yorker, it would be cool to see the Knicks do it, just living here. But I'm gonna say OKC actually gets it this year.
If you really want to be depressed, I looked this up the other day. In 2021, the Wiz took Corey Kispert 15th.
Yep.
You know who went 16th?
Giannis.
No, that dude Sengun on the Rockets.
Oh, yeah.
You don't think he can help?
Yeah.
Well, this thing about this. The people that are in charge now, a portion of our little brain trust was in Oklahoma City.
I like that, B.
Okay? Look at it like that. Look at the positive sometimes.
Choose optimism. All right, Nate Dogg, we got to run, bud.
All right, appreciate you guys.
See
you, man. Summer.
Safe travels to Vegas.
Thank you.
That's our guy, Barstool Nate. At some point, we got to open these phone lines up and let people tell us what they want to see at OTAs. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.